Hi, this is Steve Pike, director of the Pink Palace Family of Museums, with another Memphis Moment. In March of 1934, Dr. R.Q. Benson, a Beale Street dentist, took his nephew to a cotton carnival parade. While at the parade, Benson's nephew pointed out that, quote, the Negroes were horses, meaning that black men were pulling the floats. In reaction to this, Dr. Benson requested that blacks be allowed to fully participate in future cotton carnivals. His request was denied. So, Dr. Benson created the Cotton Makers' Jubilee as an alternative to the racially segregated Cotton Carnival. Black Memphians would have their own festival. The Jubilee, formed in 1934, held its first celebration in May 1936. The first king of the Jubilee was local funeral director Eddie F. Hayes, Sr. Dr. Benson's wife, Ethel, was the first queen. The Cotton Makers' Jubilee became a source of pride in the black community, with elaborate parades, gala parties, and educational events. Renamed the Kemet Jubilee in 1999 by Benson's nephew, Clyde Benson, its new mission focused on educating the black community about Egypt and providing scholarships for all Jubilee junior royalty. To learn more about all of our region's history, visit us at the Pink Palace Family of Museums or on Facebook or at memphismuseums.org.